to Tango Mobile. Rusty, KN4VWA.
What you up to today?
I just hit the entrance up to from the parkway up to Mount Mitchell.
Good place to be. It'll be a little cooler up there than down here. And I'm just leaving Wally Whirl and headed home.
Side of the mountain now. I'm not sure I'll be able to stay in the repeater for very long.
Clear coming in here. Not a problem.
Well, good. We're headed up the steep road up to the parking lot up at Mount Mitchell.
Nice ride. That's always a nice ride. Think about all 500 or 600 bicyclists pedaling their way up that top, up that hill.
They do the assault only amount.
Oh, they used to do it in June. I don't know if they're still doing it or anything anymore, or when they're doing it. That's the thing. I don't know when, you know.
Okay. Yeah, because right now I'd say there's probably as many bicycles up here on this road as there are cars. And the traffic on the parkway has been almost nil. It's nice.
And this is still a weekday. This is a Friday. People aren't out of work yet. So, you know, now tomorrow will be a different story. And, in fact, that's one of the reasons why they moved that bike ride from a weekend. It used to be on a Saturday, and they moved it to a Monday because all the people were complaining that the parkway, that parts of the that hill up there going up to top of Mount Mitchell was being closed off because of the bike ride. So, you know, they moved it to a Monday instead of to the Saturday it used to be on for years.
Which way did they go? Where did they start from? Greenville or Spartanburg?
Started at downtown Spartanburg at the right in downtown Spartanburg, and went up. They started the at the auditorium downtown Spartanburg, and made the ride up.
Well, I've got a friend that's ridden that about 8 or 9 times. More power to him.
Well, the thing about it, has he ridden it all the way to the top, which is 110 miles, or did he just ride to Marion, North Carolina, where it's like 70 miles or something? It's shorter than a lot of folks. You got to qualify for a number of years making the ride to Marion before they'll put you in the group that is allowed to make the ride all the way up the top of the hill.
Turns in Spartanburg every year. He was a serious competitor. He's a chiropractor in Taylor's now.
I used to work, when I belonged to the Spartanburg Club, I used to work that event every year. We'd provide communications for them. And we would provide it up into the edge of North Carolina. And then the group, the Blue Ridge Radio Club that was up at up in Asheville area would take it from there to the top of, or the group guys from Tryon area would take it from there to the top of Mount Mitchell, and we'd have people all along the route to cover, you know, people falling out and having people pick them up and things like that. So we covered that whole ride for a number of years, and they'd start about 7 o'clock in the morning, and my wife and I used to work a place called Mills Hill, and the road coming up to Mills Hill was a 9% grade coming up that ride, and that's rough.
I bet you did see a few of them turn purple, didn't you?
Oh, you'd be surprised the people we'd see there coming along. And some years it would be a nice warm day, and we had a couple of years when the temperature was in the 40s up there. We had one elderly couple that were riding a strange looking tandem bike, and where one was pedaling forward and the other was pedaling backwards. Was facing backwards and pedaling, and the other was facing forward and pedaling, and they, you know, of course, they were going forward, and they ended up, the cold finally got to them about, oh, a few miles beyond where I was up there at Bill's Hill, and that was about, at that point in time, that was about, 2 hours into the ride.
Well, with COVID and everything, I'm sure they didn't run it last year. I'm going to have to look that up and see if they're going to run it anymore.
Mitchell Hill Climb. So, yeah, you can look it up on the internet and see if it's still being held and all. But, yeah, they used to use a lot of radio operators. We would, we'd be positioned all along that course from where they started at the auditorium in Spartanburg all the way to the last group at the top, sitting at the top of the hill up there checking people in as they came in and across the finish line up there. And I'm glad. I like to ride a bike, but I'm a casual rider. I'm not one of those that gets into all of this up and down hill and in and around and all that stuff. That's not my thing.
To ride a bike, as long as it's got a horsepower motor on it.
Dave
and a couple other of them.
Enjoy yourselves. That's just never been my thing. I rode, when I was real young, I had a chance to ride some motorcycles. In fact, the original one I learned to ride was place for your feet to sit on the platform, and you shifted gears with a actual gear shift knob on the side of the gas tank.
It's with a suicide shifter. Yes, sir. I'm familiar.
I don't know if this was a Harley, because this wasn't a high-powered bike. And the guy I knew from when I was in high school, his dad was in the Air Force and his dad worked at the Air Force Base Commissary, like my mother did. And I got to meet the boy, and we'd go over to his house and visit during the summer, and he had this motorcycle, quote-unquote, that we could ride around on, but it turned out not to be my thing. So, maybe a Vespa scooter would be fine for me, but anything else other than that, nah. And unfortunately, there are too many people out there that don't pay attention to motorcycle riders. I make sure I watch for them, because I don't want to be the one that causes any harm to one of them. And, of course, there are some of them I've had a choice to. I'd like to have stuck my arm out the window with a metal pipe in my hand after they come racing up between a line of cars riding the yellow line. Not a smart thing to do.
Those are called organ donors. And that other motorcycle that might have had the shifter might have been an Indian.
Yep, that was. He had an Indian. It sounded like it. Anyway, well, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway, and you're getting scratchy, and I'm probably getting scratchy. Steve, you have a good day up there. Y'all have a good time up there. I was up in the Hendersonville area most all day yesterday, so I'm going to go inside and see if I can get some paperwork done and get caught up on that. We'll catch you later. Maybe later pull out my chainsaw and cut down a couple of small trees that I need to get out of the way. Talk to you later, KN4VWA, W2T.
Winter works out perfect, because we just hit the parking lot at Mount Mitchell. So you have a good afternoon, Russ. Talk to you later. K4VWA, clear.
So Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, radio check, please.
4VWA, go ahead, Gary. Coming to you from the top of the parking lot at Mount Mitchell.
But that's okay. What in the world are you doing at the top of Mount Mitchell?
Hey, I'm old. We decided to take a little road trip today and get a little fresh air. So, it's beautiful up here.
I'm showing right here in my window now, it's in the sun, but my little weather station says 89 degrees, 42% humidity. So, it's supposed to get up in the 90s by Sunday, I think.
I'm fixing to put a little pullover on just to keep the breeze off of it. It's showing 60 degrees up here. And, I mean, just a partial overcast, maybe a 30% overcast, high cumulus, and it's just gorgeous sunshine. So what are you out doing? Oh, by the way, I heard you trying to do a check-in a radio check yesterday on the Mount Mitchell repeater.
And? Yeah, I got in on Mount Mitchell, got in on Caesar's Head, and got in on Marietta as well.
Here you go. I started to try to come back to you, but Andy had jumped in there and got you, so anyhow. Well, that's good, bud. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. We're fixing to get out of the truck and walk up to the observation tower and see what we can find up there. So, you have a good afternoon. 73, KN4, VWA, clear after your final.
Hey, Brad, and I appreciate the signal report.
I'm clear, full quieting all the way up here.
I'm clear.
Received. Jerry, KN4, VWA, just wanted to say hey real quick before I get out of the truck. How you doing?
Pretty good, Steve. Looks like a great afternoon. It's going to be a little toasty. Yeah, I've got my grandkids coming over in a couple of hours. They're going to keep us busy until about 6 or 7 this evening. Have a good one. Talk to you a little bit later, buddy. 73 and 4 DJC.
What are you talking about? Toasty, son. It's only
6 degrees. 4 Hotel Charlie X-ray radio check.
Check.
Hi. I'm just traveling through, staying with my brother-in-law. And checking out the repeaters on my 74D, and I don't want to interrupt you guys, but I just wanted to make QSO.
Pretty good. You got a little bit of snow right behind your signal, but what's your location?
We're in the cliffs at Kiwi.
Doing well. Doing just fine. All right, Jerry, KN4, VWA. I'm clear from the top of Mount Mitchell.
KO4 HCN. Monitoring. I'm sorry, but I'm going to be listening in to you guys.
There it is. Hope you have a good day up there. Sounds good. You got a pretty good signal for a handheld. D-74 is a good one. I got mine set up right now. Matter of fact, I got a pass of PSAT-2 coming over here in about 35 minutes. I'm going to try to get into it again today.
Are you mobile?
Hey, no, I'm finished right now. I got my air antenna set up upstairs in the bedroom up here. I'm on a 705 right now, but I'm fixing to switch over to D-74 here in a little bit because it's got APRS on it. And that PSAT-2 satellite is set up so you send a DTMF code up and it sends you a packet and voice back down again if you get into it. It's kind of a low pass, it's only 27 degrees, so it's sometimes a little hard for me to get into it with trees on that side of my house.
Florida, and got a little different there. It seems like things are flatter. Things go farther.
You're in Florida. It's easier in Florida to hit that particular satellite, too, because it's NO-104, and if you're down that part of Florida, I got a couple guys that I talk to every once in a while. They're down around the Orlando area, maybe a little bit further south than that, and that PSAT-2 NO-104 goes, that's probably about 50 or 60 degrees above the horizon for them, so they don't have any problems hitting it with 5 watts. But it's a little harder here, but still, it's not too bad. I usually get into it on a 25-30 degree pass anyway.
You're talking some language I am really interested in getting into. In my front yard, I've got a satellite tracking antenna using a 500 paired with a B-232, and I've got a pair of Quadra 9-element quad antennas that I'm trying to get tuned up.
head up there. I just got an air mounted on a tripod, and it's pretty easy for me to get it to 5 watts, but generally 5 or 10 watts to do it. So sometimes I work the ISS, sometimes I work it on 1 watt, because it's a little bit, you know, it's got a little bit stronger signal. It running, it did your feeder on APRS, runs about 10 watts out. You can hear it with a handheld most, even without an antenna, just on a rubber duck. But I don't have too much trouble with the three element beam here. And I don't have any inclination to go ahead and set up a regular tracking station. It's just not that difficult for the FM satellites. So I'm not going to do that. I've had an ICOM 9700 for a while, but I decided it was just too much for me. So I stuck back, got back to my 705 and my D-74. It'll, D-74 will do most anything I need for it to do, at least on my, at my QTH.
I hear that. I'm running a 9700, and it's real nice. I use Mac hardware, so I'm running Mac but I'm just not at the stage where I've gotten it all to work right yet. So you're making some decisions that hopefully I'll have to face somewhere down the road.
The horizon to horizon, tracking, setting up rotator, like the Yaesu is a good idea. I just don't have that kind of coverage here. I've got trees on two sides of me, and then I'm kind of down the hole. So I really couldn't do it unless I put it up on about a 40-foot tower, and I'm 70 years old. I'm just not going to do that at my age. And like I said, I get most of the stuff, AO-27, AO-7 sometimes, AO-27, SO-50, the ISS, AO-91's packed up, sounding pretty good right now. Some of the other ones I can work to, but I'm just not ready to set up. My QTH just I'm just not in a situation where, in other words, I could spend a couple of $1,000 on an antenna setup, but it wouldn't do me any good because I don't have the horizon, situation that I need to fully utilize.
It's in my front yard, but it'll go on my roof. I'll have the horizon once I get it up there. I'm just having some trouble getting the antennas tuned up, and so anyway, it's just normal stuff that you got to go through when you're setting it up. But I agree with you. I'm for tomorrow, and I ain't about to go in no 40-foot tower stuff. That's way out of what I want to do with this thing.
In fact, if you got good tracking software, and you can do the rig control like you can with 9700 and the antennas as well, it really makes it a lot easier to work, especially working on linear satellites too. It makes it a lot easier. You just don't need I didn't need a whole lot of power and a lot of antenna to do what I wanted to do, without spending a whole bunch more money. But well, it's good talking to you, and hope you enjoyed up on Key West. It's nice here yet. And hopefully we'll get back down to Florida maybe next year. I hope. We haven't been in several years. We usually go and take our grandkids with us. We may do that again next year. I'm not sure. But you have a great afternoon. Good talking with you. And maybe we'll hear you on again. N4DJC, I'll be clear after your final.
KO4, Hotel Charlie X-Ray. Sure do appreciate the QSO. Down the list.